Okay, so we're starting from the words Vim Raya. So we just concluded with the Zohars that told us how bad Lashon Hara was and how it affects us and that it has this evil spirit on us and it takes the place of our Kedusha. You know, it always comes back to bite us, right, in that way. And that the Yetzer Hara can trick people by making them think that because it's true, it's okay for them to say, even though many of us are above that and we understand that just because it's true does not make it any more permissible. That is Lashon Hara, right? There's a special word for false degrading speech. That's mostly Shemra, but we're talking about Lashon Hara over here. So for the more knowledgeable people, for them, they have all these different heterim that they heard of. And so they try relying on that, even though they don't fulfill all the conditions. You know, one of them being is, you can speak Lashon Hara about a Rasha. So they'll say in their mind, they'll rationalize that this guy's a Rasha. Or they'll say that this guy's a terrible person. It's much harder to speak bad about him. Right? People will just rationalize in that way. But for those people who don't fall prey to these types of Yetzaharas, the Yetzahara doesn't stop. If a person sees that the Yetzahara is not overcoming him in these areas, he will try to trick him with the opposite effect, the burnout effect, I call it. A person is going to be so strict upon himself regarding the laws of Lashon Hara that in his mind he'll look at it like it's too much, like he can't have a regular social life. And then ultimately, after time, he'll burn out, he'll give up, and he won't even guard the actual laws because all along he was just making it as if it was more demanding and more limiting than it really was. And this we find by the Nachash in the story of Adam and Chava, right? The cunning snake, Sha'amar over there in Bereshis Gimel Aleph, Afki Amar Elikim, Loisa Echlum, we call Eitz Agan. What was going on over there is that the Nachash told Chava that you can't eat from any of the trees over there in the Eden, when really only Hashem commanded her not to eat from the Eitz Adas. And so ultimately she couldn't bear it, and she burnt out, and she ate from the Eitz Adas, and the rest is history. Ulevad zeh, aside for these yitzharas, chaser laharbe anashim yediyah b'inyan iser kabbalas lashon hara. Many people fail to know to understand that it's usher to even accept lashon hara. She yisuro hu alfil lahami b'lei bilvad. The iser is even for someone to believe in his heart, nothing more. Regardless of you speaking it to other people, you can't even listen to it and believe it in your heart. You could only be suspicious. You know, sometimes there are times where you hear someone else speak Lashon Hara in order to see whether it can be of source for you. Also, a lot of times people will stumble with the, you know, and allow the Yetzer Hara to get to them by thinking to themselves, Lashon Hara is such a big subject, and there's so many different laws and right in parts of Lashon Hara and Rechilas, and that we can't explain all over here in one shot. So they'll just give up. And they won't know how to fix it, right away. After speaking Lashon Hara, a person doesn't know what can they do now to rectify it. So they'll give up, right? Because this is a big sefer. It takes time to get clarity in all these matters. And what exactly is Lashon Hara? When can I listen? How can I listen? What to do if I did speak Lashon Hara? It's going to take some time for us to get through this. But we can't give up. Every day, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, right? Okay. And because of these reasons is why Lashon Hara is like it's not a big deal by many. And so in turn, it comes out that people are just habitual to just letting anything come out of their mouth without thinking beforehand. Without taking a moment to ponder whether this is going to be, you know, classified as an iser of rechilas or lashon hara. And then it becomes habitual, and this is the many averis that people fall prey to. Until it gets to a point where many people don't even look at this as an avera at all, which is crazy. Can you imagine yesterday, for example, we know that it's usher to speak 100% disparagingly against your friend, right? But there's certain details that were a little gray to us, and so we tried getting involved in it. We tried, you know, accepting upon ourselves and committing ourselves to learning Lashon Hara, and it became too much. And so we gave it all up. We threw it away. We burnt out. And then after time, all of a sudden, what before we even accepted upon ourselves to be extra careful, lashon hara, what we knew was for sure usur, even that we gave up. Even that is light in our eyes, right? The worst speech about another person, we don't really look at as bad because it's such a normal thing just to say whatever comes into your mind, whatever comes out of your mouth without thinking about it. Even then, people have no, there's no stopping them. Okay? And it gets to a point that if someone were to ask you, you know, in the move that he's asking, he's trying to tell you, like, why are you saying Lashon Hara? Like, you shouldn't be doing that. This guy who's coming, he's trying to make his friend a good person, but his friend's not going to accept it at all. Why? Because he sees it's no big deal, right? The person who's being rebuked understands that his friend's trying to help him, but he doesn't take into account to fix his ways, to mend himself, because he doesn't see this as a problem at all. It's a normal thing. Everyone does it, right? Can't be, it's an issue. Call Elu Asibus, because all these reasons. All these reasons that, like, it's not so clear to us what to do. You know, life would be simple. Obviously, we'd all be tzaddikim if we can get the main, you know, if we can get all the details of Lashon Hara in one paragraph. But we don't have that, right? All the halakhas of Lashon Hara are scattered throughout all of Gemara and the Rishonim. Afilo Rambam, Perek Zayin, Mehilchas Deis. And Rabbeinu Yonah and Shai Tshuva, Shem Asu Lanu Derek Sula Ba'alachazu, Afo Pikein, Kitzum Ob Kedarakon Shal Yishanim. Even the Ram and Rabbeinu Yonah, who do, you know, they're very valuable in that way, that they do clarify a lot of the halachas of Lashon Hara, but they're very short in their speech. And they leave out, Gam Yish Harbe Dinim Shalob Babidrim. They leave out many different things. Kasha Yira Haroi Bifnima Sefer. Things that we will see in this Sefer. And so we'll continue tomorrow, but the Chafetz Chaim is going to go on to explain why his Sefer is probably the best Sefer on Lashon Hara. It's not Gaiva, it's just the Chafetz Chaim making our lives easier, the same way he did for Mishnah Berurah, putting all of Or HaChaim as pretty much the summary, how we can paskin in one Sefer, which nowadays is six separate volumes, but it's really all one thing. So he did the same thing by the Chafetz Chaim, is he gathered all the halachos of Lashon Hara from many different places, and made it simple. And it will take some time to finish it, but even with the cycle, one can finish the entire Sefer three times a year. So, let's not give up.